All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. A lot to do today. Today's daf is Ayin Gimel. We are starting from Ayin Beis on Beis 72b. So remember again, we picked up, we left off with the Mishnah. Well, I should say we didn't leave off, but we started the Mishnah yesterday about the case of Shachat Imo V'achakach Chotcha Basar. So remember again, this is the case of the uber extends its foreleg outside of the mother. You shacht the mother, so the foreleg is extended, and then afterwards again, you go ahead and you cut off the foreleg. So you cut off the foreleg afterwards. So remember again, we had a machlokes as to what is the status of the flesh of the remaining uber. So remember again, Rabbi Meir said that the uber is maga mevela, and the Chachamim said it's maga trefa shchuta, right? Maga trefa shchuta. So we'll say, so if you remember again, so halacha lemaisa, we were discussing in the middle of, so the Gemara asked, I don't understand the current Rabbi Meir, why is this maga nevela, if at the end of the day, this is tuma balua, right? And we just established in the previous sugya, halacha lemaisa, that tuma balua is not problematic, or tumas beis astarim is not problematic. To which the Gemara essentially answers, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that Tuma Balua, in fact, is problematic. Tuma Balua is problematic. So the Gemara says, ultimately, where do we see this from? So we left off, Rabosai. So we left off, Amar Ula. It's 2, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom. Amar Ula, Lo Shanu Ela Shlosha Ashlosha Shenechlok. So we'll say, ultimately, again, when do we say, remember again, we spoke about the piece of cloth, the garment, that was 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, and again, it contracted tumas medrus. So halacha lemaisa, if you split it in half, it loses its tumas medrus, but ultimately, again, it could contract what the Gemara calls tumas maga medrus. So lo shanu ela shlosha shlosha shenechlok. So when is this true? This is true if ultimately it's a piece of cloth, 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim that you split. Aval shalosh shalosh habaos mi beged gadol. But I will say, halacha lemaisa, if you have an article of cloth or a piece of clothing that is 3 finger breadths by 3 finger breadths that comes from a much larger article of clothing, pishas pishas and me'avien mekabos tuma me'avien. At the time that they are separated from the mothership, the larger piece, the larger garment, ultimately, again, they acquire tuma from the larger garment, i.e., because the larger garment is still intact. After you go ahead and you separate out the smaller piece, so the smaller piece is able to retain the tuma from the larger mothership with its tuma intact. Hanami, so to again this limb of the uber, bishas pishasan me'ever, mekabel tuma me'ever. So to again, I will say in this case over here, when the uber is separated from the aver, again, uber separated from the aver, the uber referring to the part of the fetus which is in utero, the aver referring to the part which is extending out of the mother, it retains the tumah ultimately again of the aver. Ravina says, there's a different approach. Beged lav lechaticha koi. So ultimately, again, I will say, stama beged is not really omeid to be cut into pieces. Uber lechaticha koi. An uber, on the other hand, is omeid to be cut into pieces. What does it mean that uber is made to be cut into pieces? We're talking about animals that are consumed. So ultimately, again, it's normal that halacha lemaisa, it is going to be cut into pieces. And I will say anything that is omeid to be cut into pieces is as if it's in pieces already. Kiman, I will say, whose opinion does this reflect? Kirabi Meir. Therefore, I will say, if you understand that anything that is omeid to be cut, it's as if it's cut already, then what? Then halacha lemaisa, this no longer becomes tuma balua. This no longer becomes tumas beis hastarim, because ultimately, again, these parts are made to be detached. Because they're made to be detached, that renders it essentially like a case of revealed attachments. And if it's revealed attachments, that's what Rabbi Meir will say, that the limb conveys to the rest of the uber tumas maga nevela. So Gemara says, this nan kol yados hakelim shein aruchos va'asi lekatzitzan. So this is actually an interesting case. If you have a kli that has a handle, and the handle is very long, so what happens? And you're going to go ahead and you're going to shave down the handle. So we'll say, what's the halacha? Matbil ad makom mida. If, let's say, again, the utensil becomes tame, you are not obligated to immerse the entire handle. Rather, you're only obligated to immerse up to the part of the handle that is going to be part of the functional kli. But anything that is going to be removed does not require immersion. The Rebbe Meir. The Chum say no. Ad sheyitbal es kulo. The Chum say no. They'll say, in this case, the handle is the handle is the handle. What's going to happen in the future is irrelevant. Right now, it's part of the kli and therefore requires immersion. To which the Gemara says, "Afilu tamei rabbanon." I will say, even according to the rabbanon, "Chabure ochlin kiman dimifrisi damu unegi ba'adadi." Even the rabbanon, Rabbi will say, who disagree in the case of the handle of the kli, would agree in this case of the limb. Why? Because ultimately, again, connection of food items is as if they have already been disconnected from one another. So we'll say this is kind of a corollary to what we said before, which is that halacha lemaisa. Because food items are ultimately only to be detached from one another, so because of that, halacha lemaisa, their attachment is considered to be something that is revealed, something that is visible, and therefore, again, the limb that ultimately extends out of the mother does, in fact, have the ability to pass on tuma to the rest of the uber. Good. Bishlam ala'ula haynu diktani chatcha. So we'll say this whole thing makes sense according to Ula. That's why the Mishnah says, you cut it. But according to Ravina's interpretation, why does the Mishnah need to use Lashon of Chatcha? To which Ravina will say, it's a case of Mishnaic symmetry. Since the beginning of the Mishnah used the word cut, so ultimately, again, the end of the Mishnah, or really the second case of the Mishnah, uses the word cut as well. All right, beautiful. So the Chum disagree, and they say, Maga Trefa Shkuta. Both says, if you remember again, the Chum and the Mishnah have a different approach. All in the same case, the mother is pregnant, fetus extends its foreleg out of the mother. Shkita occurs. So Shkita occurs at the time that the foreleg is still extended outside of the mother. The Chachamim Paskin Abo say, that's what? That ultimately, again, that foreleg has the status of Trefa Shchuta. Trefa Shchuta. Right? What's the status of Trefa Shchuta? So we'll say, so apparently, at least what it sounds like according to the Mishnah, is that ultimately, again, a Trefa Shchuta doesn't... Well, Trefa Shchuta, as opposed to Nevela. So says the Gemara, Trefa Shchuta Mimetamya. Does a Trefa Shchuta, so most remember again, the Lashon of the Mishnah was, V'chachamim Omrim Maga Trefa Shchuta. The Chachamim say that ultimately the rest of the Uber that is in utero is in coming in contact with a piece of meat, in this case the foreleg, that is a Trefa Shchuta. So we'll say the inference from that statement is, when we say Maga, Maga is always a word that is used in the context of what? Of tuma, so that sounds like ultimately again a trefa shchuta conveys tuma. To which the Gemara says, "Is that true? Trefa shchuta mi matamya in? Yes, it does. Kedavua de Shmuel, the Amar Avua de Shmuel, trefa sheshachta matama b'mukdashin." So, this is actually quite interesting. When does it go ahead and convey tuma? Only by karbanos. So, we'll say, interestingly enough, the only case of a trefa shchuta that has the ability to convey tuma is in the case of mukdash, in the case of karbano. So you'd have to go ahead and set up the Mishnah as referring to a case of a karban. Okay, beautiful. Tanya, suppose that's Gavaiter. So, I'm sorry, mamatzina betrefa, sheshchitasa mitarasa, af shchitas behema, tetar esa uber. So if you remember again, when the Chachamim were trying to prove their point, they said the following. They said, how do I know ultimately again that this foreleg has the status of a trefa shchuta and not of a nevela? How do I know that? So the logic they advanced was, we see that by a trefa, ultimately again, it's shchita's mitaret. We'll say stam trefa. So we'll say, what's the halacha if you shech the trefa? What's the halacha? Can you eat it? No. But it's not what? It's not nevela. It's not nevela. So if you see that by a trefa, the shchita ultimately, although it does not render it fit for consumption, takes away any possibility of tuma. So the Chachamim posited, af shchitas behema titara sa'ever. So the shchita of the mother should certainly prevent the foreleg, which is extending out of the womb at the time of the shchita, from becoming an Aveilah. Simple cheshbon. So Rabbi Yossi, remember again, Rabbi Meir didn't like that, because Rabbi Meir said, you're comparing apples and oranges. Shechita has the ability to be metaher a trefa, because that's what Rabbi Meir calls a davar shebegufa. So shechita has the ability to remedy something in the animal itself. The extended foreleg is not something that is a part of the animal, but rather is something that is extraneous to the animal. Who says the mother's shechita is going to be able to fix that? So let's analyze this. Tanya. Amar lan Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says to Chachamim, v'chi mitiaru le'ever zeh midin aveila. So what are you suggesting purifies this limb from becoming tumas aveila? Shechitas imo. So you're telling me, so this is Rabbi Meir talking to the Chachamim. So you're telling me that it's the shechita of the mother that prevents this Eiver from becoming an Aveila. So Rabbi Meir will say, Imkein, tatirenu ba'achila. So Rabbi Meir says, come on, Chachamim, right? Be a little bit more idealistic. If the shechita is enough to go ahead and take away any Aveila status, why doesn't the shechita permit the foreleg for consumption the same way that the shechita of the mother allows it for hers? I will say, this act of shechita is one that permits the mother for consumption. If you're going to tell me that the act of shechita, which permits the mother for consumption, takes away the nevela status of the limb, why doesn't it also allow you to consume the limb? In other words, why stop at removal of tumas nevela? Why not give a license for consumption as well? Amrulo, to which the rabbis respond to Rabbi Meir, harbe matzeles al she'ino gufa, yosem mi gufo. Now, the Gemara is going to say in just a moment that this statement makes no sense. We're going to explain it, but first of all, we'll translate it. So the Chumras Ma'ak Rabbi Meir, well, you know, Shechita has the ability to do much more for something that is not part of the body of the mother than for something that is. Shahare Shaninu, for we learned, Chotech Mina Uber Shebeme Eha, Mutter Ba'achila. This was the last Mishnah, that if you reach into the mother and you cut off part of the Uber, ultimately, again, the mother and that part of the uber are still mutar ba'achila. Minat cholu minat klayos, but if you reach into the mother and cut off a piece of her spleen or her kidneys, asr ba'achila, ultimately the mother is asr ba'achila. To which the Gemara says, Maika Amri, what are you talking about? What is the meaning of this exchange? So here we go. Amar Rava, va Amri la kidi. So we'll say, some say, so Rava, others say kidi. We'll say kidi means it's just without attribution. Chisrei mechsrei v'achi katani. We'll say, ultimately, again, there's a piece missing from this dialogue, and here's how you have to read it. Here we go. Amar lahen, Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir said to the Chachamim, v'chi mi tiaru la'ebra zeh mi dein veila. So Rabbi Meir says, Chachamim, according to me, so remember, we'll say, according to Rabbi Meir, what's the status of the limb, the extended limb? Status of the limb? There's only one or two possibilities over here. Right? It's either Nevela or Trefa. Nevela. Right? Good. So I'll say, stop being so humble. I know it's a humble bunch here. So I'll say, so the Nevela. Right? Rabbi Meir says that the extended limb is a Nevela. So Rabbi Meir, Chachamim say it's Maga Trefa. So Rabbi Meir says, okay, Chacham, let's analyze this. V'chi mi tiaru le'ever zem mi de Nevela. What's ultimately, again, purifying this limb from the Vela, according to you? Shechita simo, the shechita of the mother. Imkein, tati reno ba'achila. If that's the case, then halacha lamaisa, why not take it all the way and say that the shechita ultimately permits the limb for consumption? To which the Gemara says, Amrulo, so the Chacham say back to Rabbi Meir, trefa tochiach. No, I'll prove this to you just from a stam case of trefa. Sheshechita simetarasa midene Vela, ve'ina matirasa ba'achila. Both in the case of trefa, shechita works to go ahead and take away any type of potential nevela status, but yet does not work for achila. So what do you see from there? You see from there that halacha lemaisa, shechita could sometimes work to remove tuma, but does not necessarily work to permit achila. Amar lahen, so Meir says, if that's the case, Amar lahen, lo, im tira shechitas trefa, Osa davar shehu gufa, tetar esa ever davar she'eno gufa. To which Rabbi Meir responds, but still I don't understand. You're bringing to me as a proof the fact that shechita works for a trefa. But I will say that's why, so Rabbi Meir says that's why, because the trefa is a status that is inherent in the body of the animal. Who's to say that the shechita will ultimately work for what? For the ubar, which is not part of the animal. Amrulo, to which the Rabbanon responds, Rabbi Meir, Harbe Maseles al She'ino Gufa, Yosre Mi Gufa. So the Rabbanon say back to Rabbi Meir, I'm going to tell you a surprising fact, which is that sometimes Shechita of the mother, or I should say, sometimes you can do things to the Uber, right, that could work for the Uber and yet not work for the very mother, which is carrying that Uber. For example, Sharishaninu Chotech Mina Uber Shebemeeha, Mutter Ba'achila. Because we learned, for example, if you were to reach into the mother and cut off a piece of the fetus, ultimately, again, the mother is totally unimpacted and still kosher. Yet, Minatchola Minaklaios, if you reach into the mother and cut off a part of the spleen or of the kidneys, Aser Ba'achila. Ultimately, again, the mother will be aser ba'achila. So we'll say, so interesting, the point that the Gemara is making over here is that halacha l'maisa, you could find situations where ultimately, again, where the halacha treats the mother more stringently, ultimately, again, than the uber itself. So Tanya Namiach, your Brisa that supports this. Amar Rabbi Meir. So we'll say this is a pretty much like the same version of the dialogue. Amar Rabbi Meir, v'chi mityaru le'ever zeh, midei nevela. We'll say first wide line, ayin gimel amad aleph. So Rabbi Meir says to the Chachamim, is it true that the shrita of the mother goes ahead and takes away tumas nevela from the limb? So amrulo, So Rabbi Meir says, what is it that ultimately takes away the nevela status from this limb? Amrulo shchitas imo. The Rabbanon will say it's the shchita of the mother. I says Rabbi Meir, imkein tatirena ba'achilo. If that's the case, let the shchita permit the limb for consumption. Amrulo trefa tochiach. To which the Rabbanon respond, look at trefa. After all, what does trefa teach us? Sheshchitasa mitarasa midei nevela ve'ina matirasa ba'achilo. Ultimately, again, the shechita will take away nevela status, but yet what? Does not go ahead and permit it in consumption. Amar lahem, so Rabbi Meir will say to them, im tira shechitas trefa, osa ve'es, so we'll say now we're varying this a little bit. Amar lahem, im tira shechitas trefa, osa ve'es evra hamedul dolba, dibar gufa, or davar she gufa, titar esa ubar she'enu gufa, Shabbos Rabbi Meir, now this price introduces something new, which is then going to be our next topic for discussion. So Rabbi Meir says, if the shechita of the trefa, imtira shechitas trefa, osa, if the shechita of the trefa, ultimately you're telling me, goes ahead and takes care of the mother, prevents her from becoming an avela, and Avraham Aduldal. But see, Avraham Aduldal means, this is our next case, if there's a limb hanging off of an animal, this is just a regular animal, not a case of birth. A regular animal that has a limb that is hanging, that cannot heal. So it's hanging. So we'll see what the shechita does for that limb, right? So just because, again, shechita works for the body of the animal itself, should shechita automatically work for the ubar, which is not part of the body? To which the Rabbanan then respond, Amrulo, Harbe Matzeles Asha'ino Gufa, Yosemi Gufa. You would be surprised that sometimes the halachos concerning something that is not part of the mother's body are in fact a bit more makel than things that are part of the mother's body herself. How so, says the Gemara? After all, Shari Shaninu, Chotech Min Ha'uber Shebemeeha, Mutter Ba'achilo. If again you reach into the mother, you cut off a piece of the uber, the mother is still permitted for consumption. Minatchol uminatchloyos aser ba'achila. Ultimately, again, but if you cut off from the spleen or from the kidneys, it is aser ba'achila. So we're left over here with the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim in terms of halacha l'maisa, what is the status of the limb that is sticking out of the mother at the time of the shechita? Rabbi Meir telling us that it has the status of nevela, and therefore, again, by extension, is metame the rest of the ubar in utero. Alts maga nevela, and the Chacham telling me, no, it's maga trefa shchuta. The Rabbos say, if ultimately, again, the limb that is extending outwards has the status of trefa shchuta, what's the impact on the ubar on the inside of the mother in utero? And the answer is, generally, nothing. The ubar inside will be fine, with the one exception, which is, if it is a sacrificial animal, so by sacrificial law, Maga treifa shchuta does convey tuma midirabanon, but otherwise, again, in a non-sacrificial case, the truth is the uber in utero is totally unimpacted by the limb which is extending outside. We'll see what to do with that machlokes in just a little bit. We'll see what to do because the Rambam groups in a couple of other cases which we'll discuss. So the Gemara goes weiter. Amar Rav Shimon Lakish ki machlokes bo'obrin. Kach machlokis be'ivarin. So also Rav Shimon Lakish says the same way of machlokis over here by the fetus, we also ultimately again have a machlokis by evarin. And I will say now what does this mean? So we'll see ultimately again by, well, let's see. Rav Yochanan Amar machlokis be'ivar. So ultimately again, Rav Yochanan says the machlokis is only ultimately again by the evar, by the limb of the fetus. By evar du uber. Aval be'ever de behema divrei hakol shchita oset nipo. But we'll say ultimately again with the limb of the animal itself, everyone agrees that shchita makes it as if it's detached. Then we'll say now what does this mean? So first of all, look at Rashi for just a moment. Kimachlokes be'ever de obrin. So we'll say according to Shimon Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, the same way of a machlokes about what is the status, machlokes yamir and chachamim, now what is the status of a limb of an animal that is sticking out of the womb at the time of the shechita? So too there's a machlokes by an aver, what we call aver hamaduldal. If an animal has a detached limb that's like hanging on by a thread, what is the status ultimately again of that limb? Look at Rashi. Kach machlokes be'ever hamaduldal bebehema. The Rabbi Meir ain shchitasa metarasa ulrabanon shchitasa metarasa. So I will say, so Reish Lakish posits that the same machlokes that exists by the limb of an ubra that is extending out of the mother extends to basra hamaduldal, a limb of the animal that's hanging on by a thread. What is the status of that limb, Rabbi Osai? So Reish Lakish will say, Rabbi Meir holds that at the time of Shechita, that limb becomes like an avela. That limb is not really part of the animal. It's not really part of the animal, and therefore, again, it has the status of an avela. Right? Chachamim will say it has the status of Trefa Shechuta. Rabbi Yochanan holds that halacha lemaisa, the machlokis is only by the case of a limb of an uber, but by Eber de Behema, everyone agrees, shchita oset nipol, which if you look at Rashi, oset nipol, bishas shchita, harehu kinofa mimena, ve'in shchita samo eleslo. So we'll say ultimately again, everyone will agree that at the time of the shchita, ultimately again, it is considered to be detached. It is considered to be detached ultimately, again, from the animal, and the shechita has no positive impact ultimately on that limb. So let's analyze this machlokes. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, my time is Rabbi Yochanan, libo de Rabbanon. So we'll say, what's Rabbi Yochanan's logic according to the Rabbanon? So remember again. So even the Rabbanon apparently will hold that this basar hamadulda at the time of shechita becomes detached, therefore becomes like nevela. So why do the Rabbanon hold that a dangling limb becomes like an avela, yet what? By the limb of an uber, what do they hold? That it has the status of what? Of a shechted treifa, which ultimately, again, I will say for our purposes, is what? Is tar, to which the Gemara says a very simple distinction. Hai islei takanta bechazara, v'hai leslei takanta bechazara. See, I will say, the limb of the uber has a potential remedy. What's the remedy? The uber could always draw it back. As opposed to the basar hamaduldo, remember again, Abosai, the definition of this dangling limb, Rashi points out, is a situation where it cannot heal. It cannot heal, meaning it will not reattach. It could only fall off. That is the only possibility, because it has no takana, shchita osen nipul, and therefore again, at the moment of shchita, it essentially becomes rendered like an avela. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Meisve, Amar le Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, Im lo tira shchita shreifa osa ve'esa Abraham adoldol ba, davar shebegufa titar esa ubar, davar she'enu gufa. So this is what says. So Rabbi Meir clearly seems to say that what? That if Im lo tira shchita shreifa osa ve'esa Abraham adoldol ba. Rabbi Meir seems to be on record as saying that what? That ultimately, again, shchita does have the ability to purify the limb. So what's happening over here? Amud Beis. Bishlama l'Rab Shimon Lakish l'divreim kamar lehu. So according to Reish Lakish, Rabbi Meir is not espousing his own shita. Rather, Rabbi Meir ultimately again is espousing the shita of the Rabbanon. He will say, "Ledidi loshna eiver de uber veloshna eiver de behema ki adadininu." Rabbi Meir will say, according to me, right, in my view, the eiver, right, the limb of the fetus and the dangling limb of an animal are exactly the same. When you go ahead and you shecht that animal, what do those limbs become? Nevela. Nevela. So rather, when Rabbi Meir says that the Shechita has the ability to go ahead and be metaher, Avraham Duldal, he's talking to the Rabbanon. He's not talking about his own Shechita, he's talking to the Rabbanon. Ella, the Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. Rabbi said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is problematic. Why? Because Rabbi said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he holds, according to his view, everyone agrees that halacha lamaisa, when you shecht an animal with a dangling limb, shechita osa nipul, and that limb ultimately has the status of the vela. So how would Rabbi Yochanan understand this braisa, where Rabbi Meir seems to be saying that halacha lamaisa, the shechita has the ability to be metaher, the dangling aver, to which the Gemara says, Ella itmar hachi itmar. Rather, again, if you're going to interpret the machlokis, here's how you have to interpret it. Amir Shimon Lakish, ki machlokis beovrim, kach machlokis beivarim. So let's say Rish Lakish would say as follows: the same way that there's a machlokis between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Meir in the case of ubrim, right? In the case ultimately again of the fetus, kach machlokis beivarim. So too, there is a machlokis ultimately in what? In limbs, right? Dangling limbs. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Machlokis Be'ever Du'uber. Rabbi Yochanan will say, in Reish Lakish's model, the Machlokis between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim applies in all cases, we'll call it, of special circumstances for limbs. Special circumstances. Whether it's the limb of an Uber that it's extending out of the womb, or it's a dangling limb that is virtually detached from the animal. However, Rabbi Yochanan or Machlokis Be'ever Du'uber. Rabbi Yochanan will say the machlokis is only in the case of an aver of the uber that is extended outside of the womb. Aval aver de behema, but also when it comes to the aver of a behema, which I will say first of the aver hamaduldal, the dangling limb, divrei hakol ein shechita oseh nipol. Everyone will agree that what? That shechita ultimately, again, does not affect detachment of the limb. So, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. My time with Rabbi Yochanan, I'll leave with Rabbi Meir. So we'll say, so now it comes on Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, Rabbi Yochanan, you hold that when it comes to the Eiver of the Behema, everyone agrees that Ein Shechita Oseh Nipul. So let me ask you this question. What's the logic according to Rabbi Meir? So we'll say, remember again, Rabbi Meir holds that by the limb of an Ubar that is extended out of the mother at the time of the Shechita, what's the status of that limb? It's an Avela. Yet you're telling me that according to Rabbi Meir, the Avraham Duldal, right, Bishas Shechita, that limb does not become an Avela. Why? Why? So the Gemara says, so my time with Rabbi Yochanan, I'll leave with Rabbi Meir. Sahai Gufa, Vahailav Gufa. For a very simple reason, Rabbi Meir will say, because the limb of the Ubar is not part of the Guf of the mother, but the limb, the Avraham Duldal, ultimately is, to which the Gemara says, Hai gufa, v'hai lav gufa, one is part of her body, and one is not. Am Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Am Rabbi Yochanan, hakol modim, shemisa osenipo, vein shchita osenipo. So as it comes along, Rabbi Yochanan, he says something else. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef says in Rabbi Yochanan, everyone agrees that shchita affects nipple, but ultimately again, that Misa does not. I'm sorry, just the opposite. Misa affects Nipul, Shechita does not. So take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Shemisa ose Nipul, Eiver hamadulba bebehema. If the animal has a dangling limb, Umesa, and then the animal dies, Hamisa mapeles osa, ultimately again, death makes it as if the limb has become detached. Ve'ena mitame ke'ever min hanavela, ela ke'ever min achai. So we'll say, this is actually quite interesting. You see, if the animal dies, if you hold that the limb is attached, then the limb has what type of tumah? Right? Nevela, because the animal dies, it's a nevela. So we'll say, what's interesting over here, Rabbi Yochanan is positing that ultimately mitza osenipo, which means when the animal dies, it's as if the limb was already detached. If the limb was already detached, this is amazing. So that limb is not considered to be the limb of an avela. Instead, what is it considered to be? Eiver min achai, which is interesting, right? It's eiver min achai because it's considered to be detached ultimately again prior to death. So what's the nafkamina if you're eiver min achai or if you're an avela? So this is actually quite a fascinating Rashi. Look at this. Shemisa osa nipo, eiver hamadol babehemo, meisa hamisa mapalas osa, ve'eno tamik eiver min an avela. Therefore, again, because you're saying death affects detachment, so ultimately, again, this Eiver is not considered to be a limb from an Avela. Rather, it's Ke'ever min Achai. V'hefrish yesh b'nei. We'll say, what's the fundamental difference? Here we go. This is amazing. Sh'da'aminam ba'or v'arotav. Eiver min Achai, basar ha'poresh mimenu, tar, de'in metame elekishu Eiver shalim, basar gidin v'atsamos. Avan l'vela, Kizayis mimena tame avatumar. Both said this is amazing. The Eiver min Achai also transmits tuma, but Eiver min Achai only transmits tuma when it's a fully intact limb. It has to be a fully intact limb. If let's say you get a kizayis of meat from an Eiver min Achai, that transmits absolutely no tuma. Masha'in kein nevela. Even a kizayis of nevela does in fact transmit tumor. We'll say, isn't that fascinating? Yeah? Incredible. No, I'm just saying, it's one of those interesting facts. You never know when you're going to use that in life. Right? Well, let's say, but again, both convey tuma, but amazingly enough, Eiver min Achai, the Eiver has to be intact, but basar min hanevela, even a kizayis. So therefore, we'll say, now Rabbi Yochanan is kind of upending things. He's saying, everyone agrees that misa osenipo. If the animal dies, the animal dies on its own, death affects detachment of the dangling limb. But it affects detachment when? Effectively when? Essentially, like a moment before death. So therefore, again, it's considered to be Eiver min Achai, not nevela. On the other hand, vein shchita osa nipo. But I will say, shchita, on the other hand, does not affect the nipo. Shchita ultimately allows the limb to still remain attached. What are we dealing with over here? If you want to say we're talking about the Eiver of the Uber, well, Miflag Pligi. They both say that is subject to the Machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Rather, you have to say that we're talking about over here what? The actual Eiver, ultimately, again, of an animal. Or it's a regular, nothing to do with pregnancy now, but the Eiver of an animal that's dangling. To which the Gemara says, Misa Tanina. Shchita tanina. Well, if that's the case, we've learned these halachos already. How so? Misa tanina. Mesa. So we'll say we learned about the case of where the animal dies. Mesa habehema habasar tzarech hechsher. If the animal dies, ultimately, again, the flesh requires hechsher. Right? Ultimately, it requires hechsher tuma in order to be makabel tuma. Va'ever mitame mishum eiver min hachai. Ve'eno mitame mishum eiver min hanavela. And the Eiver, Abose, which is the dangling Eiver, ultimately again becomes Tameh, Alts Eiver min Achai, but does not become Tameh in terms of Eiver min Anavela, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So also, we already see Rabbi Meir's Shita over here. Shchita Nami Tanina, we already learned the case of Shchita as well. Nishchita Behema, if ultimately again the animal was Shechted, Hochshuru B'dameh Divrei Rabbi Meir. So we'll say, if the animal was Shechted, the animal becomes Hochshur L'Kabal Tuma through what? Through its own blood. Because also remember again, blood is one of the liquids that ultimately affects Hechsher Tuma. So when you shecht in the animal, it becomes Hechsher Lekabel Tuma through its own blood. These are those Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Hechsheru. Right? Ultimately, again, Rabbi Shimon holds that Halacha L'Maisa, the Shechita of the animal does not automatically go ahead and it doesn't automatically go ahead and create hokshur tuma. Look at Rashi just a moment. Lo hokshuru. Rashi says it's in the wider lines of Rashi, about five lines in. Utzvichin hekshur achar lekabel tuma. It requires a different hekshur lekabel tuma. The kasavar ein behema naasis yad la eiver lahavi hekshur alel. So ultimately, again, Shabbos say that's the case of shchita imeahi hava aminas. Shabbos say if it were just from these cases, I would have thought my hokshuru. Ultimately, again, what does it mean when you say hochshuru? Abosser. That's ultimately, again, referring to the case of the Avraham Adoldol, the dangling limb. But it says hokshuru plural, which I will say doesn't just refer to the Avraham Adoldol, but refers to the animal, the entire animal as well. What would you have thought? One is talking about for flesh, flesh itself that became detached from the animal. And one is referring ultimately, again, to flesh, which becomes detached from the limb itself. But why would we think that one of those would be any stronger than the other? I might have thought that ultimately, again, since it becomes tame, in the highest form of tuma, as a result of its attachment literally to its father, in other words, to the rest of the animal, ema lodi boy hechsher. I might have thought that therefore it doesn't require any kind of hechsher tuma, kamash molon, that is not the case. So halacha lemaisa, again, although we're not finished with the sugya, let me end off with a piece from the Rambam. So the Rambam says, in Shar Hilchos Avos HaTuma, Perek Beis Halacha Hei. So we'll say, listen to this. Habasar o ha'ever ha'medudolin bebehema o chaya, she'ena yecholin lachios ulahadbik b'sharaguf. So we'll say, what happens? You have a hanging limb, right? The hanging limb on an animal that cannot be reattached to the animal. Cannot be reattached. Einon metamin kinevela. Ultimately, again, we do not become tame like an avela. So we'll say, so this is actually very important. Kozman, shem behem b'chayin. Now we'll say, now the Rambam is adding a slide that the Gemara did not mention, which is, what is the status of that limb prior to the shechita? Right? What's the status of the limb prior to the shechita? So halacha l'maaseh, the Rambam says, as long as the animal is alive, that limb is like what? A regular limb of the animal. Regular limb of the animal. Fine. V'hari heim kishar ochlin, imokshru mekablin, tumah v'mkomah, nishchita behema. We will say now that's case number two. The animal was shechted. Hochshiru b'shechita. So first of all, again, I will say, we assume that the entire animal becomes hochshiru lekabel tuma through the shechita itself. Ve'inon mitamin kinevela. But it does not become tummy like nevela. Why? She'ein hashchita osa osan kimo shepirshu mechayim. So we'll say, listen to this. So apparently, again, we paskin. Ein shechita osa nipul. Right? So ultimately, again, when you shecht an animal with an Avraham Adoldol, we do not consider that as if what? As if the shechita has caused the detachment of the limb. So therefore, I will say, halacha l'maisa, the way that Rambam paskins is like what? If an animal, a regular animal, has an Avraham Adoldol, right? A limb that is hanging by a thread. That limb is considered what? Part of the animal. And therefore, when the animal is alive, it's a regular part of the animal. When you shecht the animal, what's the status of that limb? Part of the animal. Part, amazingly enough, the Rambam says, it's not nevela, it's not the Eber Menachai, it's nothing, it's a, not nothing, it's a part of the animal. She'ina shechita osa osa k'mosh p'sha. Aval, in mesa ha'behema, if the animal dies, so we'll say that's shechita. So shechita says, makes the Eber HaMedulda like a regular limb. What if the animal dies? Aval, in mesa ha'behema, habasa shai medulda tzarech hechsher. Suppose that the animal dies. So ultimately, again, the dangling limb requires its own hechsher. Va'ever metame mishum ever minachai. Wow. Ve'ino metame mishum ever min hanavela. Rabbi said, halacha when I said that Rambam Paskins is amazing, that if the animal dies, then what's the halacha? That limb is not considered to be like nevela. That limb is considered to be like ever minachai. So we'll say, so how do we paskin? This is amazing. It's amazing. How do we paskin? Shmisa oset nipo, ve'in shchita oset nipo. If the animal is shechted, that limb, even if it's dangling, is considered like a regular part of the animal. But shmisa oset nipo, if the animal dies, that limb is considered to be as if it's been detached from the animal literally the moment before its death. Therefore, again, the rest of the animal has the status of nevela. Ultimately, again, that limb has the status of what? Eiver menachai. And says the Rambam, what's the nafkamina? He quotes Rashi. What's the nafkamina? Ma bin eiver menachai le'eiver menachai nevela. Shavu say, as we said before, what's the nafkamina? Nevela, excuse me, eiver menachai is only metame if what? If what? If the entire limb is intact. But ultimately, again, if you have a piece of meat from eiver menachai, it is tar. Ma she'en ki nevela, halacha l'maisa, even a piece of a nevela, kezayis and a nevela, ultimately, again, will be metame. Incredible. But we'll stop over here for today. I'll share with you a short idea on the parasha.